The last map to analyze in a full map analysis is the surface. Now, depending on what's happening that day and what the important features are, it may be more beneficial to analyze a regional map for the surface rather than a surface map of the entire U.S. The first recommended variable to analyze at the surface is pressure, using a solid line and a neutral color such as black. Along with analyzing pressure at the surface, it can also be useful to analyze the pressure tendency, or the pressure rises and falls. For pressure rises, it's recommended to contour in a solid orange or yellow line, and to analyze pressure falls in a dashed blue or purple line. As with 850 millibars, it's also suggested to analyze both temperature and dew points at the surface. There are also a number of features that are important to look for and analyze at the surface. Note that not all of these features will always be present on a surface analysis, and depending on what the weather is that day, some features will be more important to analyze than others at the surface. High pressure and low pressure, along with any surface fronts and boundaries, are the main features to look for. You can also analyze where the surface pressure troughs and ridges are located, though those are not as common of a feature to analyze at this level.